body.
Everybody, and welcome to Adriana's Mystic Connections on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, brought to you the second Saturday monthly from 10 to 11 a.m. Adriana's Mystic Connections is hosted by Adriana Lesniak. Gifted angel reader, Adriana invites you to call in for guidance, wonderful, inspiring topics, and counsel from the angels. The second half of the show, her and her guest today will be offering mini readings to callers. Her guest today is Gianna Billings, and they are offering pet communication readings. If you would like a mini reading, please call in at 646-378-0370. And now I give you your host, Adriana.
Hi, Courtney. Thank you. Blessings, everyone. I am so thrilled that our guest today is going to be Gianna Billings. And she and I met first at an expo, Victory of Light, and then which is in Ohio. And I love going there, and I have fun doing lectures and classes when I go down there. Then we met at the Great Lakes Retreat, who longtime listeners to the show know how much I love the retreat, know what a wonderful place it is to learn, relax, and grow. And Gianna just has such a warm, giving, loving spirit. And she's an animal communicator, so she communicates to animals, and she communicates to animals whether they're here or on the other side. And of course, she has many more gifts than that. But her passion for animals and her understanding that our furry friends are little souls, just like we have souls, and are so important and are such a huge part of our lives. It soothes my soul to be around her, because I have such a passion for animals, and I know that 100 years from now, we're going to look at animals differently. We're going to see them as sentient beings who just communicate a little differently than us. And I think that people like Gianna are part of that change. So, Gianna, are you there? Welcome to the show. Okay, she'll be joining us in a few minutes. It's February. It's cold and snowy, and at least here in Michigan it is. And January was cold. It wasn't as snowy, but February is making up for it. I've got 2 feet of snow in front of my house, and I think we got another 4 inches last night. And I just can't wait for spring. But, you know, February, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and it's the month for love. Those of us who are lucky to have love in our lives are scrambling, trying to figure out what to get that special person this year, since they have everything. Or maybe we're just starting out and we don't know the perfect first gift to give. You know, it's always fun to go to the store, and yet it's even more memorable if you do something a little out of the box. So what could you do for a Valentine's gift that is not store-bought candy or roses? What could you do that's a little different? I know that my husband always likes everything super clean, so I am going to just rearrange things and surprise him when he comes home so that he'll be amazed at how clean his area is. And he'll be thrilled because he's working today. He's working on Valentine's Day. So, Courtney? February. You know, I've also been in contact with my father because February was a month that he passed, and he's been around a lot. And so blessed to have him in my life, and he does show up as a guide every now and then. And so around this time of the year, I also think of him. And, you know, so I know a lot of us have parents and loved ones on the other side that we'd like to talk to. Today, I'd like to specifically focus on pets. If we could. So pet questions coming in. And so I think we're about ready to bring on our guest, Courtney.
Yes. Welcome to the show, Gina.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
You know, it's just not a great radio show without a glitch or two. Oh, Lord. Hi. Yes. I can hear you.
Okay. I've been listening to you and enjoying it a lot.
Oh, thank you. You know, my father crossed, and I know people normally pay attention to those dates. I don't pay attention to those dates, but he is around me so much right now, so often right now. And he comes to me sometimes when things are bad and sort of gives me support. I lost a pet who I love so much. It's a little cat we call Lily, and had some sort of weird liver disease. And I knew it was a boy, even though we called him Lily. I knew he was about to pass, but I was just sort of, in a way, I was in my own weird denial state.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up, and my father was standing beside my bed, and he said, "Adriana, there's something you need to see." I said, "Oh," you know, thinking, "Oh, my dad's here. He's going to show me something really cool." But, of course, it wasn't very cool. And he had passed. And it was so sad. And he had passed alone, and he'd been trying to get to us. And I just felt so bad. But because we can talk to someone like you after we've had a tragedy like that in our lives,
mm-hmm.
It helps us, and it lets us know that there's a continuation of the spirit, of the soul, after the crossing, and that helps heal us.
It does, and the thing about animals is they never want us to feel sad. You know, they only ever want the best for us. And so what I have found in a lifetime of talking with the animals, especially the ones that have transitioned, is that animals are really good about planning how they want to go. And sometimes they just prefer to go alone.
Mm.
Because in their mind, it's easier on us. So, you know, you can hold that close, that Lily just wanted the best for you.
Yeah.
And if he thought that it would be easier for him to transition, you know, with you near, but he was still kind of, you know, alone, then that's what he would do.
Yeah, he, you know, I thought we would have him for a couple more days, and he wanted to be with us. He was trying to get to us, and I had, this is terrible, I have to admit this, I had put him in a room and closed the door.
Why do you, but that's not terrible.
He was
I mean,
at the door trying to get to me.
Well, that, I guess that's one way to look at it. I, you know, like I said, I've talked to them for so many years, and What color was Lily? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, he was like white and gray. And this is not the way I planned this show, by the way, just so you know.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
He was sort of like a Siamese mix. And so he had that creamy body, but he had the darker tail and paws. And
okay.
He wasn't a true Siamese, so he had like rings around his tail, and he had, just that gray. But I have lots of animals in spirit. They just, you know, they've been flashing through my mind this week. And I was thinking, I wonder why I'm thinking about all these animals. And, of course, right now I know.
Yes. And the thing with Lily is he just wants you to know that he wasn't necessarily, as he says, he wasn't trying to get to you. He just wanted to be, I don't know, he says the door was just kind of an accident. That's just where he kind of found himself. And it's not necessarily that he was trying to get to you. That's just where he happened to be when he transitioned.
Mm.
And that actually he says, he tells me that you did exactly what he wanted you to do by putting him in a room by himself so that he could have that quiet time, because he says he really needed that quiet time to transition.
Okay.
For himself, that having other energies around him were kind of holding him here. And so he needed that quiet time.
Thank you.
So you did like a really great thing for him. So he doesn't want you to feel bad about that at all.
Thank you. So I'm so blessed. Thank you for being a guest on the show. And can you give us your contact information? Because you're amazing.
Well, thank you. Sure. I can be contacted through my website at www.shamansspirit.net. And that is shamansspirit.net. And I have a cell phone, but I live way out in the country, and I don't always get great reception. So that's why I always just have people contact me, you know, through my website.
I live
in
the country, too. I know all about that.
Yes. It can be frustrating sometimes, but I know that I'll get my emails, and I don't always get voicemails. So.
And your email address one more time?
I have a contact form, and it's actually, I have a contact form on shamanspirit.net, but my email is janannar@aol.com.
You know what? I've actually been out to your site, and I saw your contact form, and I really love the way your site is set up. It's just like a conversation flowing.
Thank you very much.
You know, I listened to your lecture, and I was just so entranced by the great love that you have for all the animals around you, but particularly for your little dog, who's now in spirit.
Yes, Rowdy.
Aww. And I just am so taken in by how committed you are to animals and seeing them as sentient beings that have the same worth as people.
Yes, I was 2 or 3 years old when I realized that I was actually getting information, that the animals were actually talking to me. But that was the age that I realized that animals love, and they can be sad. And I don't want people to get the impression that I think they're little people in fur coats. I don't.
Right, right.
They are sentient beings in their own right. They just look at things differently than we do. And sometimes I think they look at things a lot, you know, better than we do. But
yeah.
But they do. I mean, I have seen love and fear, sorrow. They're just the most incredible beings. And God put them on this earth for a reason.
You know, guilt. And the
Yes, and the
jealousy.
And the reason, Well, yes, sometimes jealousy, for sure. But they just have such a pure way of looking at things.
Yeah.
It's not clouded by ego. They just are so pure in their thoughts. So, and that is my goal in life. That's, I think, my mission in life is to bring about a better understanding between humans and animals and help deepen that bond with
That's
the natural
a
world.
Wonderful goal. Wonderful goal. You know, when I was very little, I bonded with cats. Cats are my main companion group.
Mm-hmm.
And I love dogs, and I had a wonderful chicken whose name was Mama. And, I've had animals of all the, and I've connected with horses particularly, and I love goats. And but cats are my soul group.
Mm-hmm.
When I was, I think, two, a cat scratched me on the lip. And I have a scar to this day, and I always think of it as my totem animal scar. Because there it is, right there. Might as well be doing something.
Yep. I totally agree with that.
So in addition to performing readings, you also teach classes, correct?
I do. I teach classes in animal communication. I teach classes on canine massage, animals in spirit.
Oh, I love canine massage.
Yes, and I'm also teaching classes now on crystals, the use of crystals in your everyday life. So, and those classes are really fun because in my massage work or in my work with just with my regular clients, I use crystals all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned, I was always the kid picking up rocks, you know, out in the driveway.
Yeah.
And I love crystals, and I started using them with animals, and so I decided that I was just going to take a class and learn more about them, and so now I'm teaching classes. I'm a certified crystal healer. So and animals and crystals just work so well together.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But yes, I'm teaching classes. I'll be back at the Great Lakes Retreat this year teaching about crystals.
Oh, neat.
And yeah, and I have several animal communication classes coming up, and I'll be at the Field of Love Expo in Madison, Indiana in the end of March. So I'm keeping busy.
Sounds,
yeah.
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. It'll be fun.
Will be. So can you give us like a little primer on how to communicate with animals?
You know, the interesting thing is when I've always done this, and I just thought everybody did it, and I actually think that everybody does communicate with animals and trees and rocks and
mm-hmm.
all things nature. But when I first, someone was talking to me about it, they said, oh, it's mental telepathy. And I said, I don't do that. You know, I'm not psychic. I don't do that. What it is to me is everything has a vibration, and it's matching your vibration to the vibration of the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And how I do that is I just sit down, and I either need a picture of the animal or a really good description, and then their name, and I tune into that energy, and then I start getting information. So the way that anyone can do this is just to sit down, find a quiet time, think about your animal, and accept the first thing that pops in your head, because that is the biggest hindrance to people is they think, oh, I got this idea, but
I just made it up.
That's what I hear all the time. Well, you know, I heard that same thing. Especially from my clients, I'll tell them what the animals are telling me, and they'll say, well, I thought that too, but I thought I was just making it up. But they're really picking it up from their animals.
The same area of our brain where our imagination works is where we get those messages, because that's where things are conceptualized. That's where we get our mental pictures. And so when you first start doing this, people do think it's their imagination. And I went through that same trial where I'm like, oh, I'm just making this up. And then you know, my mom, who had passed, made sure she sent me a sign I could not miss and
yep.
knew that, yes, I was talking with her. And that's what you have to do, is you have to rely on faith and know that what you're doing is working. Know
yes.
that it's real. And
yes.
a lot of the very first thing you'll get is love. It's just love. And you'll like go think, well, yeah, love.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the most important thing. And it's the vibration that they come in on.
Exactly, exactly. And that's the first thing I get to this day is how an animal is feeling emotionally. That's the first thing that I get. So, and the interesting thing was when I was a kid, I accepted it without question. Oh, the
mm-hmm.
animals are talking to me. And then as I got to be an adult, well, you know, people would say animals can't really talk. And someone actually, when I was a kid, told my mom she needed to take me to a psychiatrist because everybody knew that animals couldn't talk. So I shut it off for a long time. And then when I started reexamining, you know, my early life and allowing these things to come back in, I really had to convince myself again that it wasn't just my imagination. And so I would ask for confirmation, and boy, did I get confirmation. So that's why I just don't even question what I get anymore.
Right. It seems to me that that we who are communicators are blessed, and we're given extra time by our guides and angels because they are working so hard to let us know that, yes, you have established a communication path, and, yes, this is real, and, yes, this is very important.
Yes, exactly. Now, I will say the different thing with animals is a lot of times – my process, sometimes they'll talk to me, and sometimes I just know things, and a lot of times they'll send me pictures, and so then I have to try to translate the picture that they're sending me into what they're trying to tell me. So sometimes that can be a little challenging because they just don't see the world in the same way.
Agreed. They see it from their level. I mean, if you get down on the floor, the world looks a lot different. And you know,
yes.
animals communicate in pictures. I have to tell you a funny story about my cat, Joey. I have a black cat, Joey. And, you know, I have found that not all animals have the same level of psychic ability. Some animals are better, and some animals are not good at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like my dog, I send her psychic information, and she's looking at me trying to figure out what I want. So she goes through all her things till she gets the right one. I know what she's doing. My cat, Joey, when he wants something, he will send me gruesome pictures of himself. So if he's outside on the porch, he will show me a frozen cat, a frozen mm-hmm. Joey. I was, oh, my gosh, where's Joey? And I go outside, and there he is on the porch, okay, but cold and ready to come in. And when he's when he wants some food or something, suddenly I get a picture of a starving Joey, you know, emaciated. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you put – yeah, I finally have picked up exactly what's happening here.
Yes, and a lot of it is learning how you get your information. And that's what I teach in my classes, is how do you get your information? How does it come through? Because you're right, animals are different. Some of them are more aware of the bigger picture, and some of them are not as aware. My dog, we were talking about a while ago, Rowdy, he always referred to my mom's little, this is a Chihuahua mix, he said, she's just crazy. She's just nuts. She just doesn't have a clue. She's absolutely clueless. And she was. But Rowdy, on the other hand, I mean, he just got it. He got the big picture. He knew what he was here for. He knew what he was supposed to be doing. So you have those levels the same as you have in people. You have those levels of, you know, some animals get it. And like your cat, Joey, he sure knows how to communicate with you.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, and it's funny, now that I know what's going on, I don't jump quite as fast, but I still jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I have experienced, and let me know if you think that this is true, that animals in the wild are better psychic communicators than most domestic animals, because domestic animals are more cued to the physical voice and body language.
Yes. What I have found with wild animals is that, number one, they rely on their psychic ability, if you will, to survive, because they have to always be aware, always be alert. And what I found when I communicate with the wild animals is that I have to draw my energy way in, because the minute my energy field touches theirs, they're gone. So I have to really pull my energy in and go about communicating with them in a really gentle, quiet, calm way. So
I do something, and I believe it works. I feel like it works, which is when I'm driving in deer country, I kind of send out a psychic alarm as loud as I can, saying, "I'm coming. I'm on the road. I'm in my car. You will get hurt. Get off the road."
You know what, Adriana? I do the same thing. I surround my car with this, like, big glowing beacon of light, and I say, "See this light? Stay away from it. Stay in the grass. Stay in the tree." And it's worked so far.
It has
worked.
So, I did actually hit a deer, but when I hit the deer, I wasn't doing that. I was off in my own little happy world. Yep.
Yeah, and I have actually had animals tell me, you know, that I see your light, but if I need to move in front of your car to either learn a lesson, or if I need you to help me transition, or if I need to slow you down because there's something, you know, in front of you that I'm trying to protect you from, then I will do that. Like, please don't do that. You know, I love you and I appreciate that, but I don't want to hit anything.
No, try something different.
Yeah. Send me a psychic message or something. But so far, I've been really lucky in that respect.
Me too. Me too. Especially since we live out here in deer country, and since you live in the country, you do too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. Deer country, coyote country. And now I have a bobcat living in my backyard. So.
Oh, how lucky you are.
Yeah, so I have to keep, you know, I tell the bobcat, "You're welcome, but you have to stay away from my dogs."
We had foxes, and I don't know where they moved to. They were in our backyard, and I told them they could stay, but they just took one look at us and left, and that was it.
Yeah, well, we have foxes back there, too. We have all the, you know, requisite little critters that live out in the country, skunks and raccoons and possums and things like that. I actually set up a camera. The reason I know this is I set up a camera out in our backyard just to see what all was out there, because I knew things were coming through at night. But the bobcat, I got kind of a photo of him, but the way we absolutely know is we were sitting out on our porch one day, and he just trotted across our driveway and down the hill. And
he wanted you to know he was there, and he felt safe enough, or he or she.
Yeah, and he just kept kind of looking at us and just trotted along. I mean, he wasn't in any hurry, so that was kind of amazing to happen.
You know, animals are all valuable. However,
they are
with the wild predators. We are so blessed to have them, and I am a firm believer that we need to protect wolves in the lower 48 and protect coyotes, although I know they're much more numerous and can sometimes be a pest. But, bobcats, they're vanishing.
They are.
You know, thank you for being a sacred space for that bobcat.
Well, you're welcome. And I think probably our property backs up on an old strip mining pit. So, you know, there's just nothing back there but hills and scrub brush and wood. So I think that's probably why he chose back there, he or she, I don't know. They're telling me that we have cougars in our area. Now, I'm not sure how I feel about that, but there are enough deer around here that I think a cougar will leave, you know, humans alone. So,
yeah,
so that
and I know that occasionally, just like with bear, there is some human interaction, but, you got to love cougars. And it's so important. I mean, do we want to live in the United States in a place where we don't have these predators so that we feel safe? Is that really what we want? I know that I would rather live with bears and cougars, of course, with some element of safety, but I would rather live with them than not live with them.
Right, and our yard's fenced in. So, but I know that we've had possums climb our 6-foot fence to get in the yard. And it got so scared when we came out with a flashlight to see what was happening, it played dead, and it's never been back.
Oh, the poor thing.
I know. I felt so bad. My husband said, oh, it's not moving. And I said, well, we just need to go back in the house. You know, it'll go on its way. But, you know, I've had people tell me, well, I'd shoot those things. And I said, they were here first.
And,
I mean,
and
you
what
know,
was that possum doing that was so terrible that you shot it?
Well, you know, they get in your, you know, they make messes, and it's true, they got in my bird feeders, but I figured, you know, they needed food. And it was kind of funny to see the raccoons trying to climb the tree and slide down the little wire to the bird feeder. But, you know, they're here before us, and so it's their land, too. That's how I feel about it.
For a very brief time, I had a pet raccoon who was just the sweetest, most gentle creature. And the only problem was is that I had rescued him as a baby, and I wanted him to be alive and outside in our 10 acres and not in the house. And unfortunately, he was so gentle that when he was attacked by some unknown other animal, he just didn't even know how to defend himself. So,
right, yeah.
He didn't last long out there, but he's such a blessing in my life because I had that interaction with him when he got to be about two, I think, two
mm-hmm.
or three, which is
mm-hmm.
maybe pretty good for a raccoon.
Mhm. Yeah, you know, I don't really know how long raccoons live. I have a friend that does wildlife rehabilitation, and I know every spring she has the baby raccoons that people bring in that, you know, fall out of their nest or whatever. And,
or their moms get run over or something. She is such a blessing, because I will tell you, we tried to find a raccoon rescue. No one would take that baby. They're like, nope, just put it outside, let it die. That's the kind of thing.
Okay, see, I can't do that.
Yeah, we learned so much from that experience. We learned so much, and it's such a blessing. And I feel such a kinship now to raccoons that I didn't before. But the last thing I wanted to talk with you really quick is I wanted to talk about animal spirit guides with you really quick before we start taking callers.
Okay. Now, are you talking like power animals or totem animals? Or?
No, I'm talking about animal spirit guides. Like, for instance, Rowdy is one of your guides, right?
Oh, our little critters that are always around us. Well, I won't say because I know what I know. My animals that have gone on into spirit are not with me all the time.
Right.
But I know that all I need to do is ask, and boy, they're right there. Or if there's something that they think I need to know, they're right there. Now, I will say how they tell me they're around is we have our special songs.
Oh.
And I will hear our special song in some random place, you know, on the TV or somebody singing it out, you know, somewhere. So that's how a lot of times they keep in contact with me. And they're so easy. Animals that are in spirit are so much easier to talk with than animals that are here, because the animals in spirit really have no distractions.
And they're here to communicate. When they come in, they're here to communicate.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, they have something. A few months ago, I had an animal that had transitioned not mine, it was a client of mine, and I was driving home one night. This was a couple of days after he had transitioned, and I was driving home, and I hear him in my ear saying, "You need to call my mom, you need to call my mom, you need to call her right now." I said, "But I'm driving and it's night. I have to concentrate. I don't care if it's night. You need to call my mom and you need to call her right now and you need to tell her that I'm okay." And so I did. And he was, and they will not, and that's what I have found. If there is some a message that they truly want to get across, they will not leave me alone.
That is true.
Yes. And I'm sure you find that with P probably. They just
Yes. And to the point that sometimes it becomes annoying. Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Yes, and I told him. I said, okay, I called, and she didn't even answer. I left a voicemail, and he said, "It's okay, because she's going to find it at exactly the time she needs to hear it."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. You know, people think I'm crazy, but I get these messages, and I have to do what they say, because they just will not stop.
That's right, and when we get those messages, somebody has gone to a lot of trouble to deliver that message. And sometimes we feel like, but it's not our place to bring a message to somebody from their dead whatever, husband,
mm-hmm.
son, brother. You know, they're probably not going to like it if I just call them out of the blue. But you know what? There's somebody who's gone to a lot of trouble to deliver that message. And then once that message is delivered, you know, you find out, oh, that person was praying for a message or some type of sign.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you know what? I'm just so excited. Thank you for being on the show. And now we're going to have some callers who are going to get the lucky chance to have you connect with their pets. So, Courtney, who do we have first?
Well, actually, we do have somebody in chat today that had a question. Her name is Kat, and she's actually listening from Orlando, Florida. And she put in chat that she lost her son, Conyer Willie, in a tragic accident with a recently adopted cat named Wally. They were left alone for a short time, and she just wants Willie to know that she didn't mean to leave her alone with the cat. And she would like to know if she went quickly, if she's okay, and to please let her know that, you know, she loves her and misses her.
So so I know this is in chat, but was the cat
I didn't understand. I didn't understand the question.
Well, she just wants her son, it's a son, Conyer, that's what she put in chat. She just wants her son, Conyer, Willie, to know that, you know, she didn't mean to leave her alone, and that she wants to know if, you know, Willie did go quickly and without any suffering, and if it's possible to kind of, go ahead.
The cat and the boy went at the same time.
I think it's a bird, right? It's a bird, right? Willie is a bird?
I think so. I wasn't quite sure what a sun conure was either.
Yeah, that's,
but
that's
I think
a,
it's
that's
a bird.
Oh, okay.
It's a bird.
So the bird and the cat were left alone.
Correct.
Okay, and the cat killed the bird. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so let me check on Willie. Oh, my gosh, he's so excited. He's so excited to have a chance to talk. And what he's saying is like he's free, that he feels like that he accomplished his mission in life, and, yes, he did go quickly, but that this was the thing that he wanted to do. He had taught the lesson that he came to teach, and whatever that lesson was, he's not telling me that because he's so excited because he wants you to know that he's like flying, like he's free. It's like he says, "I can fly everywhere I want to fly right now." And he says, look how high, and he's showing me, he's so cute. He's just flying way up in the sky, and he's doing like circles, and he's doing loops. And he's so excited. He wants you to know he's so excited that now this was always his dream, was to be able to just fly free. So I don't know if he was hand-raised or if he was, probably he was hand-raised or wild-caught, you know, but that was always his dream. He said to just be able to go and fly. So he's doing that right now. So, yes, he did go quickly, and he says it was meant to be. So that's what Willie says.
Awesome. She said that they were both females, both the cat and the bird, and that the bird was hand-raised. So you were
okay.
You talked about that. You were spot on about that. But I do think that she highly appreciates you answering her question. Adriana, would you like to go to a caller?
Yeah.
Awesome. Before we go to the callers, I just want to mention a lot of you guys have been calling in and your calls have been dropping. So there might be something going on with Blog Talk today. So if your call drops, please give a call back and I will screen call you guys again and so forth, because we've had several people who are really interested in talking to their pets, but their calls keep dropping and then they have to call back in. So I will definitely get to you if you call back in. And I'd like to welcome Jane. She's calling from Ontario, Canada. Welcome to the show, Jane.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hello, Jane. And, you know, we have a tradition of a question of the day. So very quickly, can you answer, how has a pet or an animal changed or enhanced your life?
Oh, well, I've been lucky to have had many, but they're the best companions in the world. I don't know. I think they touch your heart.
Absolutely. And what is your question today?
I want to ask about my dog that passed away, I guess, about 3 years ago now. 3 or 4 with Molly.
Molly.
Okay. And can you tell me, was Molly a breed or kind of what color she was? So I can...
She is a medium-sized terrier mix.
Okay. And what color was she?
Probably every color.
Okay.
I think they call it a Tibetan Terrier. We finally found out the kind of
okay.
She was.
Oh, I love Tibetan Terriers. They're so cute.
Yeah, she was really cute.
Okay, and how old was Molly when she transitioned?
I think 12 or close to 13. We got her from a shelter. So
okay, and what was your question for Molly?
I guess I just wanted to know if she had anything to say. I've never talked to her in that way, so.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the first thing that comes through to me with her is that she just has such a calm energy. It's like she is so at peace with her life, the things she accomplished. And she's around you, she says.
I thought so.
Yeah, so I don't know if you hear, I'm trying to ask her how you would know. And so what I hear is like toenail clicking on the floor. So I don't know if you've heard any noises like that or.
I haven't heard it for a while, but yeah.
Okay, because that's what she shows me is like the toenail clicking. And she very much wants to come back.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're planning on getting another dog, but if you are, she is very much interested in rejoining your family because she says it's a great place to be. She says everybody should be so lucky as to live with you.
Aw, she was the best dog ever.
Yeah.
So what you can do, because if you do plan to get another dog and you want and you're interested in her coming back, is just sit down in a meditation or in a quiet time and just ask her, you know, how will I know you? And something will pop into your head, like she'll be a certain color or she'll look a certain way or she'll have a certain kind of marking, and then that's what you would look for. Or she can tell you, like, to go look in the north or the south or, you know, give you a direction to look at in.
Thing I'd like to share with you, and maybe you can tell me about this. I drew a picture of my dog when I was a kid. I was 17, and I did a sketch of a dog, and I kept that sketch, and it was framed, and it was kind of a crazy story as I gave it away and to a friend of my father's, and then got the picture back, and my dad framed it with a wooden frame for me, and I hung it in my house, and then this dog shows up. Oh, years later, and she was, and it was, you know, I never even thought about was hanging on the wall downstairs, but it was like, oh, I was in my 40s then, when we, and then I realized one day, oh my gosh, it's the same as, she's the same as the picture.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. And so that would tell me that you had several past lives together and that she had this all planned out.
Yeah. Now, can I ask, because for some reason I was seeing a newspaper. Molly was showing me a newspaper.
Okay.
And she feels like a male around you needs to read, do some reading.
I don't know. There's no man around me, so.
Okay, she's connecting with a man around you who needs to do some reading. It looks like she wants to bring this newspaper.
There is no man around me, is it? So I don't know who that would be unless I'm supposed to read about a man.
Maybe you're supposed to read about a man because she was showing me, like, she's trying to give me this newspaper, which, you know, newspaper is very archaic. You know, now most of us get our news web-based or some other way. But she was trying to show me this newspaper and articles and reading, and maybe is reading about a man.
Oh, I have no idea.
But it will all become clear because these things always do.
Well, she had a great energy. People used to come to my house and she would just put her head on them. She was a really gentle dog.
Oh, she sounds like an amazing dog. Like a healer. Healer animals will do that.
But she was so mistreated when she was younger, and it's amazing. It sure taught me a lot about how people can heal when you watch a dog heal.
Exactly.
So
exactly. And that's how her energy is. Yes.
So if anybody wanted to contact you for more information or for readings, can you give out your contact information again?
Sure. You can contact me through my website, which is www.shamanspirit.net, and that's spelled shamanspirit.net, or my email is my name, JeannaR for Roy, B as in boy, at AOL.com, GinaRB.com. And I am on Facebook. I do have a Shaman Spirit Facebook page, but I also, since we're talking about animals that have transitioned, I also facilitate a Facebook page called Animal Blessings. And every Monday evening at 9 o'clock, wherever in the world you are, we have a candle ceremony. And I take prayer requests for animals needing prayer, and we post all those prayer requests on Monday evenings. And it's just a site where it's good news about animals.
That's beautiful.
Yes, or if somebody needs an animal that's not feeling well and needs a prayer, then they post it on there. And so it's a really great way to stay connected, you know, with the animal world.
Beautiful.
And it's a lot of fun. I've made a lot of new friends through that page. But, yes, you can contact me anytime through email, and we can set up a consultation. I have clients from Connecticut to California, in Canada, in Florida, and across the pond in Norway and England. So.
Yep, all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And,
all around the
world. This radio station, this broadcast is heard all around the world as well. So we get callers from all over the place. And Courtney, do we have another caller?
Yes, we do. We have Gloria, and she's calling from Michigan. And before we bring you on, Gloria, are you willing to answer Adriana's question about how a pet has added to your life or helped you?
Of course.
So how has an animal, is there a special quick story you can share, or how do you feel animals have enhanced your life?
Well, I feel like animals have enhanced my life because they have given, well, the animals that I have had the pleasure to be around, teach you about love, has taught me about love, unconditional love, and just forgiveness.
Oh, such an important lesson. Absolutely. Absolutely. So what is your question today?
Okay, my question is, I'm the grandparent of a toy fox terrier who is now about 14 and a half years old, and we have recently found out that she is losing her hearing. And my question is that I'm just wondering how she's really feeling about it. She used to never be a barker, but now she, when my daughter leaves, she's just constantly barking, and I'm just wondering, is it an association with her no longer being able to hear like once before, or what might be going on, and what could we do to help her?
Hi, Gloria. What's your dog's name?
Diamond.
Diamond. And I love toy fox terriers. I had one when I was a kid. They are just the most awesome little dogs.
They're just, she's fabulous.
So let me try to connect with Diamond here. Okay. So what Diamond tells me is that, for one thing, she feels like that. Your daughter being there, your daughter is like the ears. Your daughter is Diamond's ears. So okay. Diamond barks when she leaves because she needs, she watches your daughter for cues.
Uh-huh.
So when your daughter leaves, it's like, oh, my gosh, now I have to be the one watching everything, and I can't, you know, and it kind of makes her feel a little vulnerable that she's, you know, she's kind of not hearing as well as she did. So what I would have you do is when your daughter leaves, she can just picture to Diamond where she's going, and all she'll have to do is picture it in her head, and then Diamond will get that message and just kind of, you know, how long she's going to be gone, where she's going, and when she's going to be back. And tell Diamond that it's okay, she can relax, that, you know, you'll be there and you can be the ears. Because Diamond is really, I mean, she is, as she says, I used to be such a good watchdog. I used to hear everything, and I used to know everything that was going on. And she said, now I don't know everything that's going on. And so she's kind of doing her little guard dog bit all the time. Because
okay, well, that's very true, because the only time she would bark is if she sensed the male person or someone coming in the area. She was not any kind of yapper unless you came close to her space.
Yes, and it's kind
no,
of how I would put it is kind of like the best defense is a good offense. So she doesn't quite know when to bark anymore, so she's just going to bark all the time.
Okay. All right. So, I just was curious because it, you know, it makes me sad to know that, you know, I can't understand how she's feeling.
Right, and typically,
just because
I mean,
I can imagine if I started to lose my hearing where, you know, I could still write something or learn how to sign or whatever.
Right,
right.
And she only has that one method of communication. She also seems to be having a little bit of pain or tenderness in one of her paws. It may just be arthritis or something.
Mm-hmm.
So doing some gentle massage for her might really help that.
Okay. She has a thyroid condition, and she's, you know, being medicated for it, but also she has environmental allergies, and the older she gets, and so she does a lot of licking on, my daughter says, on the paws, on the rear paws, but we didn't know what was going on with that.
Yeah, maybe just a little gentle massage, and it sounds like you need to treasure her while you have her, because when those things start coming on, it's the animal's way of getting ready and giving you knowledge that she's getting ready. So,
yeah.
But little gentle massage, working that little area, and I think that that would help because they were showing me the sore paw.
Okay. Did she show you if whether it's the right or left or just do all of them?
Oh, I saw there was one paw, but I would just do all of them.
Okay.
Working.
Yeah, well, we kind of realized that with her being, well, she'll be 15 in June.
Yeah, I'm getting more of a hit on the right.
Okay. We're trying to prepare ourselves.
Yeah.
For not having her, because she has just been, she is a joy. She is a joy, and she can just teach you all about love and all about forgiveness, and it's like, hey, I don't care what you do, what you say, I still love you. I don't remember that. You remember it, I don't remember it. Let's move forward. And that's been her energy, you know.
Or she chooses not to focus on it.
Yeah, she chooses not to focus on it. Yeah. And I have one other question, if possible. Quick question about toys. There's been a red cardinal outside my window off and on for months now. And at Christmas time, I don't know, I was drawn to do some Christmas decorations with the red cardinal.
Oh, you know, for me.
I was wondering about that.
My grandmother always connected with red cardinals. She came from the old country, which is Scotland. And for her, red cardinals were lucky, but red cardinals were also messages from spirit, and particularly around Christmas, messages from ancestors. So, you know, red cardinals for me are messages from your loved ones.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I work with power animals or totem animals, and to me, in red cardinals are bring joy.
Okay.
They just bring joy. And so with what Adriana said, someone was trying to get you a message, and they were bringing a message of joy to you.
Okay. I accept that message. Okay.
Yeah. Someone female on mom's side was just saying hello in a way that you couldn't miss.
Okay. That's fantastic, because Diamond was here visiting because she lives in California with my daughter, and that was total joy to have her here with me for Christmas. That was the Christmas present.
Oh.
Well, thank you so much. I hope I wrote down all your information where I could contact you other than, you know, via this message here.
Okay,
and
you
that you said JeannieRB.com?
Yep, Gina, JeannaRB at AOL.com.
Oh, at AOL. Okay, I have it. Thank you so much. I appreciate this call.
Thank you, Gloria.
Thank you for calling in, Gloria.
Thank you.
All right, so we only have 5 minutes left. And Courtney, do you have anyone else out there who just wants a really quick question answered?
We have Jane, and she's calling from Michigan, and she's actually calling about her cat. Jane, before I bring you on, can you tell us how a pet has added to your life very quickly?
It opened my eyes to cats. I always hated them rubbing up against me. And when I had Poupon, I felt very differently. I just opened my eyes, and then all of a sudden I was open to considering cats as friends.
So what color was Poupon?
Gray on the top and all white underneath.
That makes sense, because, of course, gray Poupon.
Yes.
And so what is your question, Jane? Thanks for joining the show.
Thank you. Where was he for the 20 months he was gone? Where did he go?
He was definitely with somebody else. Gina, what are you getting?
So has he, let me ask, has he transitioned?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Boy, you know what? He tells me he was on a mission.
Uh-huh. I wondered about that. He's on a journey. I thought he'd had it too good at home.
No, there was a reason. And I don't know how you got him back or if he just showed up. But it's almost like... Okay, it's almost like he was with somebody that was in the process of transitioning. And when they did...
Them? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, and then when it was gone, and I'm seeing like an older female, he's showing me, and it's like she needed me, and so
mm-hmm.
I had to go there because that was one of the things I came here to do. And then when I was done, because they do that, you know, people think their animals run away, and sometimes it's just, no, I'm done here, I need to go somewhere else to learn a new lesson or to help somebody out, and he went there to help them, and he was done, and he came home.
Was it in the neighborhood?
I don't feel like it was. I feel like it was in the area, but maybe not necessarily like within a two-block radius. I feel like it was a little farther out than that.
You know, it's funny because what I picked up was that initially the contact happened in the general area of your neighborhood, but then mm-hmm. the cat may have been picked up and driven someplace mm-hmm. or carried someplace further away. And I don't think the cat intended to leave you, but I think that the cat was needed where it was. And
right.
Just as Gina said, it was time for it to come back. It was time mm-hmm. for it. Oh, and that's our time. Well, Gina, it's been such a pleasure. Thank
Man,
you for joining
me. Man, has it been an hour?
I know. Didn't it go by so fast?
Yes, it did.
Well, I am so excited. Thank you for being my guest. And again, I can't wait to see you at the Great Lakes Retreat. And appreciate you joining us today.
And thank you for having me. It has been such fun.
Okay, well, take care, be blessed, and thank you all for joining us. And remember, pets and other animals are little sacred sentient beings. Everything you can do for them, especially in the winter when it's so cold, you know, throw out a handful of corn or something and just be blessed that you have a roof over your heads and help give animals and shelters or animals outside some comfort as well. Thank you all for joining. Have a blessed day.